Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 113, and it's a Monday, October 15th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to the show, and here we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. Ray, I had pressure washer porn last Saturday.
What'd you do? Take the pressure washer and put it up your butt and clean
it out? Yes, I did. My butt is so clean right now. No, the driveway and the sidewalk. Oh my God. Okay. When is the last time you actually did pressure washing?
I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So it was really very satisfying to run down the pressure washer to through the you could really see the grime, the dirt, the black dirt being cleaned away as you run it, and then it turns really, really clear and white. It's really so it's really satisfying. Posted it on Facebook and people were getting some replies.
So basically, you were whitewashing stuff.
Pretty much. That's right. Literally, you know, cleaning up my...
Lacist. Just lacist.
Well, not really. How about you, Ray? What about
me? Yeah. Let's see. I went to the GCAM fundraiser on Friday night, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Went with my work wife and saw A Star Is Born Saturday afternoon. That was interesting.
So that's the fundraiser, just to watch A Star Is Born, huh?
No.
Okay.
GCAM fundraiser is to raise money for GCAM. And A Star Is Born was just to go see A Star Is Born with my coworker.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just showing something. Okay.
No. A Star Is Born is the remake of the original Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson. This version has Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
You know, I can't imagine Bradley Cooper singing. But he does look like one who can sing, though. Yeah, but I haven't seen him.
Apparently he can, because he did very good in the movie. I assume it was him singing.
Oh, he has to voiceover. Usually, you have to be.
And then Sunday, I had a fun day with Tamo.
Oh, okay. Y'all went for dinner or something?
Well, we had you over for dinner.
Oh, that's right. That evening. Okay. Oh, Ray, yeah. I should really, really give you props on an amazing dinner. That was awesome how you did that. It's a meatloaf of sorts, but it's a... What do you call that recipe anyway?
It was a stuffed flank steak.
Stuffed flank steak. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's got sun-dried tomatoes, and it's got so much flavor. It was so flavorful.
Spinach, feta cheese. It was all good.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So. I should check that out. That's why I was wondering, can you do this with chicken? I don't know if you can, but maybe not. I'll do it one of these days. I'll try making it. It should be easy to make, right? You make like a roll out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you get the flank steak and you get it butterflied. It's basically fajita meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it cut, and usually you buy a big piece and you have them butterflied so it's really thin and flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the rest of the stuff was just like basically spinach, feta cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, some seasonings, and then you just put all that, mix it all together, and put that on top of the steak, and then you just kind of roll it up like you're rolling up a towel or something, and then tie it together and bake it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I just want to roll it that way too. Maybe with chicken. I want to try it with chicken. You can do it, right, with chicken. If you can butterfly it, you can put...
Oh, yeah, there's all kind of stuff you can do like that. So
we can do it. I'll try that next time. All right, so shall we go to our stories, Ray?
Yep, you gonna take the first gay?
Okay, I'll take the first gay. So,
okay.
It's really scary because this is a sixth case out of how many millions and millions of taking PrEP? Okay, so a sixth case of a man contracting HIV while adhering to PrEP confirmed. So the sixth man of a man acquiring HIV while adhering to PrEP has been confirmed by healthcare experts over the weekend. He is thought to be the first man in California and third man in the U.S. to contract HIV while taking Truvada as directed. So the unlikely case was presented this past weekend at the annual ID Week conference in San Francisco, which is run by the Infectious Disease Society of America. So the unnamed man started taking PrEP in late 2016 and was HIV negative when tested the next three times at next three times at 3, 6, and 10 months. Blood tests confirmed at this point that he had been adhering to the medication. But slightly over a year after starting PrEP, he tested HIV positive. Immediately, he was placed on the appropriate medication. Since then, his viral load has consistently remained suppressed. So the patient had been growing out his hair long, which allowed doctors to test his adherence to PrEP over time. Really? Hair? Dr. Robert Grant of the University of California, San Francisco said that the patient's long hair allowed us to test by centimeters, which allowed us to go back and read the drug levels from 6 months ago. Interesting. So as the strain of HIV he acquired was identified with people who previously took HIV meds, but no longer do. Oh, it's a mutated one. Then it came to light that his main partner, who is HIV positive, has gone off his HIV medication. His partner was tested to have the same strain and has since resumed taking medication. So, despite this being the sixth case of a man contracting HIV while on PrEP, experts and medical professionals still firmly believe that PrEP is more effective than solely wearing condoms. All right, so this is scary. So people are still on PrEP. But you know what? I think even if you're in PrEP, you shouldn't just go crazy. I mean,
Well, it sounded like you had a regular partner and the partner wasn't doing his part of holding up his end of the bargain.
Yeah. And I'm sure you should be able to keep your viral load really low if you're going to be HIV positive. And especially you have to do your part also if you're going to be a partner of someone who's HIV negative, if you're positive.
And, you know, most of the case studies have been that if you're in a relationship that one partner's positive and the other partner is not, if the partner that's not positive turns up HIV positive, it's usually from them having sex outside the relationship.
Because the one who is HIV positive is on meds.
He usually takes his medication and keeps his viral load below detectable levels. So
So that's pretty sad that this is happening. But you know what? The statistics are still really good.
Good, yes.
Yes. And
but it's not a stop-all, be-all, and until they find a cure for HIV, it will still be an issue.
That's right. All right, let's go to the next story, Ray, about a chicken restaurant. Come on.
Okay. A peck on the cheek triggered a violent hate crime at a chicken restaurant. YouTube personality Tom Payne and his roommate Luke Marsh met Sean, an Australian traveler, at a noted London nightclub gig.
G-A-Y. Actually, I was there. I've been there. I was there in London back then.
Yeah, but you're always G-A-Y.
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting. So, it's a funny place. It's a nice place.
Yep. The three decided to leave the club together and stop off at Hardy's Chicken's restaurant on their way back to Tom and Luke's flat. There they encountered a pair of hostile men. It was just the three of us, Payne told reporters. You can tell I'm a gay man, and with the three of us, it was obvious we weren't heterosexual alpha males, and that made me feel like a target. We ordered food, and suddenly we started getting these comments, and pretty sure one of them was faggot. Payne believes the men were triggered when Sean gave him a kiss on the cheek. Three decided to leave to avoid any trouble. Outside the shop, two men attacked Sean from behind, punching him in the face and knocking him unconscious. Payne and Marsh tried to intervene and got attacked themselves. I literally just threw myself in, not thinking, because I can't let this guy get beat like that, Payne recalled. From doing that, I got punched in the face twice, and then my housemate, he came over to stop them but got chased. Police and ambulance arrived shortly thereafter, taking Sean to the hospital. Doctors treated him for his injuries and discharged him. Scotland Yard is investigating the crime, but thus far has made no arrest. The owner of the Hardy stated that the restaurant has security cameras. They were malfunctioning the night.
Really? Oh, come on.
Right.
Malfunctioning that night?
Yeah, CCTV cameras in Britain not working.
Right. So this is sad. This is happening in a very progressive city. Even London itself is very, very gay friendly. And here you go. There are some people still being bashed. So it still happens even in a very liberal city. You know, I would say London is, you know, you would think California or San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco or New York are pretty much open. London is very open, and they have, you know, very good people, and there it just so happened that these guys, maybe they're foreigners. What do you think, Ray? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, regardless, stupid shit like this shouldn't be happening. You know, I was watching the season premiere of Supergirl tonight before the show, and they're really heavily mirroring what's going on in the U.S. and around the world right now with hate crimes and stuff. And of course, instead of being gays or Democrats or women, they're focusing on aliens are being the ones who are being targeted and beaten up and bombed and shot and killed. So,
oh wow,
it is quite interesting that our shows are working through stuff like that.
So, yep, keep things
so awareness. Be safe out there. Even though it's 2018, still be safe out there. Be aware of what's going on.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the Geek Ray.
Okay.
Oh, should I take it? Oh, yeah, I should take it.
Yeah, that's you. You should take it.
Yes. Okay. The geek
is... Just like you normally like to take it.
I take it, yeah. I take it when it comes to rockets. Mm. Anyway, so it's a... This is, yeah, this is really sad. This is an old news from last week, but still, you know, it's very relevant. So astronauts escape. It's good, though. They escape. Astronauts escape malfunctioning Soyuz rocket... A U.S. astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut were forced to make an emergency landing after their Russian Soyuz rocket malfunctioned en route to the International Space Station. So shortly after taking off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin, nice name, Ovchinin, reported the problem with the rocket's booster. The men were forced into a ballistic descent with their capsule landing a few hundred miles north of Baikonur. They have been picked up by rescuers. Okay, good. So, the search and recovery teams have reached the Soyuz spacecraft landing site and report that the two crew members are in good condition and are out of the capsule, U.S. space agency NASA said. So Russia said it was suspending any further manned flights, and an investigation into what went wrong had begun. What happened to the rocket? So the launch appeared to be going smoothly, but some 90 seconds later, NASA on its live stream reported that a problem seemed to have occurred with the booster rocket between the first and second stages of separation. So footage from inside the capsule showed the two men being shaken around at the moment that the fault happened. So shortly afterwards, NASA said they were making a ballistic descent. Must be really, really fast to call it ballistic. So meaning their capsule descended at a much sharper angle than normal and would have been subject to greater G-force, the force imposed on a body by rapid acceleration. So the capsule separated from the failing rocket and later deployed parachutes to slow its descent. It's good to hear that they survived, and you know, it's they gotta find, this is a learning experience for them. You know, whenever something fails, it's something that there's always something that you can do to prevent it next time. So, I hope they find something. So yeah, I would be freaked out if I myself am on my way out, on my way on a plane or on a space. It's a good thing they have a way to get out.
Isn't this the first accident since Challenger?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody died in this one, but I think...
No, nobody died. Nobody died. They were rescued.
Yeah, nobody died. They were lucky. But I think this is the first accident involving us. Space exploration program since Challenger, a manned space exploration program.
So, yeah. So let's see what happens. Let's
hope it gets better, and good thing everybody's okay.
So. Elon Musk might be able to fix that problem, maybe.
Well, yeah, he's pushing to get his new rocket stuff off, using the Titan rocket. So we'll see. There was an article about that that's published that I started to add to this one, but I was like, it's enough.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, let's go to the next bazaar.
Okay. Well, entire plane evacuated because of the woman's emotional support squirrel.
Really?
She wound up screaming, "Shut up, bitch," at a passenger and giving everyone the finger on her way off the plane. Due to a recent spate of fatal mishaps, airlines have had to make it pretty clear which animals you can and can't bring on flights. Dogs, cats, and weirdly enough, many horses are totally fine. Pretty much everything else, like peacocks, hamsters, and snakes, are a definite no. No motherfucking snakes on this plane.
Yep, on this motherfucking plane.
But somehow a woman in Florida apparently thought it'd be totally chill to take her emotional support squirrel on a recent flight, only to wind up getting kicked off the plane once the crew found out she'd brought a live rodent into the cabin, ABC News reports. Squirrels can be vicious, bloodthirsty creatures, liable to terrorize small towns, attack innocent park goers, destroy churches, first self-righteous churches in Pascagoula. But if you can domesticate one, they make for pretty cute pets. And apparently for this woman, therapeutic little friends. Unwilling to endure her Frontier Airlines flight from Orlando to Cleveland without her little buddy, the woman somehow managed to sneak it all the way past security and onto the plane. Now, she smuggled a live pet through security and got it on the plane.
How did she even get that through?
Where was TSA? They all up my butt crack every time I walked through. I mean, if I'd had a squirrel round up my butt, they'd have probably found it.
That is true.
Maybe a gerbil. Well, maybe a gerbil. So,
maybe they allowed it.
I don't know. Probably. Well, then, who knows? But Frontier explicitly bans rodents in the emotional support animal policy, along with reptiles, insects, hedgehogs, rabbits, sugar gliders, non-household birds are improperly cleaned, and are animals with foul odor. So, yeah, I can't take my pet skunk. For those who might be curious, she and her squirrel had to go. Lady, you got to go. Sorry. The passenger noted in the reservation that they were bringing an emotional support animal, Frontier said in a statement to local ABC affiliate WFTV. But it was not indicated that it was a squirrel. Unfortunately for Frontier, this woman wouldn't back down. When the crew asked her to leave the plane, she flat out refused. The airline then had to call the cops to deal with her, and they made every single passenger on board get off the plane so they could go in and wrangle her, along, of course, with her squirrel. Eventually, the cops managed to escort the woman off the plane in a wheelchair while she toted her squirrel in her lap in what looks like a cat carrier. Her fellow passengers were, understandably, pretty pissed that they'd been delayed for 2 hours and forced to evacuate the flight over a tree rat, and cheered as she made her way out. In a video of her dramatic exit, you can hear her yelling, "Shut up, bitch," at a passenger before throwing up a defiant middle finger and then perplexedly a thumb up as she wheeled toward the main terminal.
You know, I heard a continuation about this story that she was interviewed and she was saying, "Oh, I'm going to own half of this airline." That's pretty much what she was right to say, that she's going to be suing, and good luck with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because what happened really is TSA may have allowed it, but once you get past TSA, it's the airlines. They have different rules. The airlines have different rules from what TSA approves. So TSA might approve snakes in a cage, but then when you reach the airline, when you go inside, that's when their rules kick in. So
I need to check with Southwest before I fly out Thursday and see if my emotional support pig can go with me.
Nah, I don't know about that. It's going to be noisy. It's going to be stinky. Maybe.
Yeah, my pig don't stink.
Maybe. Maybe not. All right, let's go to the next story. Okay, since this October, it's October and it's Halloween's around the corner. Let's talk about trick-or-treating. So jail for trick-or-treating? Yes, this is West Virginia. Virginia. So children over 12 face jail time for trick-or-treating in some towns. Well, they can. They can. They already warned. This title is a little misleading, Ray. They are going to ban it. So that's what, children over 12. So let's start with a big question. How old is too old to trick-or-treat? You think 12 years old is pretty old, Ray, right? So,
go ahead and read the article.
Okay, so some cities not only suggest an age, but they will also send kids over the legal limit to jail for dressing up and going door to door looking for candy. In Chesapeake, Virginia, where anyone over the age of 13 who is caught trick-or-treating can be sent to jail for up to 6 months and fined. Really? That's crazy. So in Newport News, Virginia, kids can trick-or-treat until 7th grade or until they turn 12. After that, it becomes a misdemeanor. Oh my God. Several North Carolina cities have similar legal restrictions for 12 or 13 year olds, as well as 9 p.m. curfews for all. In part of South Jersey, the curfew is 7 p.m. with kids in Upper Deerfield Township also being told 12 is the official cutoff. So Ray, how old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating?
I don't know, probably about that age range, or maybe a little few years earlier. But here's the way I look at it. And there have been posts on Facebook about this. If teenagers want to dress up and are going out and not causing mischief, and they're not out drinking and they're not out doing drugs and they're out having a good time and getting candy, give the damn kids some candy and keep on rolling.
Yeah, and
I mean, because here now you got all these teenagers on Halloween night that are going to be wound up to go do something and get into trouble.
Yeah.
Instead of letting them go out, dress up if they wanted to, trick or treat. And I know some of them take advantage of the situation, act a little crazy. But, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, it's too much. Yeah, don't even parents go with their kids? Oh, does it count that the kids is the one trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
So if the parents are carrying the
kids. But
here's
the deal. A lot of kids, real young kids, they won't come up and trick-or-treat. Their parents have to come up and get the candy for them, and they stand behind them and grab it under their leg. So that makes the parent trick-or-treating. So are they going to arrest all these parents in these townships?
Yeah. I think not.
And 6 months jail time. Come on.
Really?
I think that's because they've had some kids that were being assholes, and they needed an excuse to arrest them, so they passed those laws. So I think it's kind of ridiculous. So
yeah, it is ridiculous. It's too much. It is ridiculous, and I don't think it's even enforceable. I mean, if you're in front of the judge and you're gonna do that, oh my God, that's too much. So, I mean, the punishment is way too much from just because the guy is getting candy. Where in the Constitution does it say that you can't get candy if you're older? Yeah.
Oh. That is pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. And they are being happy going to go get candy. So those rules should be able to be struck down.
Yep, that's true. All right, I guess that is those are the stories for the week. Yes,
that's right.
It's really good. It's really good stories on Geek Bizarre. So special thanks to Cesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Call us and wish us happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.